Isn't it absurd how we crumble at the words of others, how we value their opinions above our own? It never ceases to amaze me. We all love ourselves more than other people, but care more about their opinion than our own, is what Marcus Aurelius once said. We grant strangers authority over our self-worth, as if their judgments were more valid than our own understanding of who we are. Perhaps this sacrifice of our true self stems from a deep-seated desire for acceptance. Yet this very desire is our undoing. So, if you care for yourself at all, then promise to become your own voice of reason and give weight to your own opinions. Lesson 1. The Art of Silent Action. Have you ever spilled your ambitious plans at a dinner party, basking in the oohs and ahs of friends, only to find the steam fizzling out of your project before it even starts? You're not alone. It's a common experience, one that the Stoics might warn against. Marcus Aurelius once noted, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." In the context of modern ambition, this could be reinterpreted as, "Stop talking about your plans and start embodying them." Keeping your goals under wraps is not just about avoiding naysayers. It's about nurturing them in a space where they can grow robust before facing the world's harsh winds. Why is it that when we keep plans to ourselves, we often feel more driven to achieve them? Consider a scenario where you're planning to start a new business. You've done the research, you're excited about the potential, and you're ready to take the plunge. But instead of broadcasting your intentions, you focus quietly on developing your product and strategy. This silence creates a powerful form of self-accountability. Each step forward is a quiet victory that builds your confidence, not from external validation, but from the evidence of your own progress and commitment. Sometimes, sharing our goals can backfire psychologically. It's a phenomenon social psychologists call social reality. When you announce your plan to lose weight, write a book, start a podcast, or start a side business, the applause you receive can create a complacency, as if part of the goal has already been achieved just by talking about it. This false sense of progress can sap your motivation to put in the actual hard work. The Stoics, always practical, would likely advise that you conserve that energy for the tasks themselves, letting your actions speak louder than your words. The practice of keeping your plans quiet also shields you from premature criticism and doubt, both from within and others. Imagine you're working on a new innovative project. The early stages of any creative process are often fragile. By not exposing your idea too soon, you give it time to mature, away from the quick judgments that might stunt its development or sway your vision. This aligns perfectly with the Stoic focus on fostering an inner citadel, a fortress of personal conviction and resilience that can withstand external pressures and distractions. In today's hyper-connected world, where every thought and milestone is often shared in real time, choosing what to keep private can actually give you a competitive edge. It allows you the flexibility to adapt and refine your plans without the world watching. Every tweak, pivot, or setback is handled internally, creating a streamlined process that is not bogged down by the weight of public expectation or the stress of maintaining an image. So, how can you strike the right balance between healthy feedback and beneficial silence? It starts with discernment. Sharing your goals with a trusted mentor or a supportive peer can combine the benefits of accountability with the protective buffer of privacy. The key is to share selectively, ensuring that your confidants understand and support the Stoic approach of internal validation over external applause. Here's a practical exercise to try this week. Choose one goal or project you are currently excited about. Keep it to yourself and set a personal deadline for a specific milestone related to this goal. Track your progress and note any differences in your focus, drive, and satisfaction compared to past projects where you might have gone public early. This exercise isn't just about achieving the goal, it's about understanding how silence can shape the path to your success. By embracing the Stoic practice of silent action, we don't just protect our plans, we enrich them. We give them the space to evolve away from the prying eyes of a sometimes critical, sometimes envious world. This lesson is about rediscovering the profound power of keeping your cards close to your chest until you're ready to reveal a winning hand. Lesson 2. mastering the stoic discipline of control. Imagine you're facing a week packed with deadlines, family responsibilities, and unexpected issues popping up left and right. It's the kind of week where everything that can go wrong does. Instead of spiraling into panic, you take a deep breath and remind yourself of a stoic principle. Control what you can, accept what you can't. This mindset is about recognizing where your real influence lies and focusing your energy there. It's not just about staying calm, it's about being effective within the chaos of life. The Stoic philosophers, particularly Epictetus, emphasized that true freedom comes from understanding the difference between what is within our control and what is not. It's a powerful approach that can transform overwhelming challenges into manageable tasks. Now, let's say you've decided to start a side business while holding down a full-time job. It's an exciting venture, but the balance between work, life, and your new entrepreneurial role is delicate. Each day offers a mix of variables, some you can influence, and others you simply have to react to. By applying Stoic wisdom, you focus your efforts on your actions and decisions, like dedicating time to business planning and customer research, rather than stressing over fluctuating market trends you can't control. This selective attention helps you build a stronger foundation for your business because you're not wasting energy on the uncontrollable. It's about being proactive in your sphere of influence and letting go of the anxiety linked to external factors. Consider the concept of digital detox, which has become popular in our hyper-connected age. It's a response to the overwhelming influx of information and communication we face daily. A Stoic would see a digital detox not just as a break from devices, but as a practice in controlling one's environment. By choosing when and how to engage with digital tools, you exercise control over your mental space and time. This isn't about shunning technology, but about integrating it into your life in a way that respects your well-being and productivity. It's a perfect example of applying Stoic control in a modern context, focusing on what you can command, your attention and time. Imagine you're planning a large family gathering or a wedding event. The weather forecast starts to look grim, threatening to ruin your outdoor activities. While the initial reaction might be frustration or panic, a Stoic approach would shift focus to what can be controlled: the preparation of indoor activities, ensuring a warm, welcoming environment inside, and perhaps even embracing the change as a cozy, memorable alternative. This shift doesn't just salvage the situation, it transforms it into a new opportunity for enjoyment. The Stoic discipline of control teaches us to pivot and adapt, turning potential disappointments into different forms of success. Adopting Stoic control can also mean reassessing our emotional responses. If someone cuts you off in traffic, your gut reaction might be anger or indignation. However, recognizing that you can't control the actions of other drivers, but you can control your reaction, is quintessentially Stoic. Instead of fuming over the injustice, you focus on maintaining your safety and calm. This control over your emotional state prevents the stress of the moment from ruining your day and potentially affecting your decisions and mood long after the incident. Stoic control extends into our professional lives as well. Consider a scenario where you're passed over for a promotion. Instead of succumbing to bitterness or self-doubt, Stoicism teaches us to analyze what aspects of the situation we can influence. Perhaps it's a signal to enhance certain skills, seek feedback, or even to reassess if our career path aligns with our personal values and goals. It's not about ignoring disappointment, but about channeling it into constructive self-development and realistic appraisal of our current strategies. Finally, here's a practical exercise to embed Stoic control into your daily routine. Start each day by writing down 3 things you can control and 3 things you cannot. This simple practice helps to set the tone for where to apply your focus and energy. Throughout the day, refer back to your list when challenges arise. This will help you stay grounded in Stoic principles, keeping your actions aligned with what truly lies within your control. Through these modern examples and practical applications, we see how the ancient wisdom of the Stoics is not just historical but highly relevant. It provides a toolkit for navigating the complexities and challenges of modern life with grace and effectiveness. As we continue our journey through Stoic teachings, remember that each lesson builds on the last, forming a comprehensive guide to living a fulfilled and balanced life. Lesson 3, the power of stealth and strategy. Ever caught yourself dreaming big, picturing the endgame of a massive goal or project in your mind? It's exhilarating. Now think about the last time you shared one of those big dreams right out of the gate, only to feel like the magic was somehow lost afterward. This isn't just coincidence. It's rooted in a concept the Stoics and many strategic thinkers endorse: the power of moving in silence. When we choose to work quietly towards our goals, we maintain a strategic advantage by keeping competitors guessing and critics at bay. It's about crafting success in the shadows, only to surprise everyone with the results, not the intentions. Consider the realm of technology startups. In these high-stakes environments, the phrase stealth mode is often used to describe startups that keep their product development confidential to secure a competitive edge. By revealing only the necessary details to the necessary people, these companies can avoid premature leaks that might tip off competitors or overhype the product before it's ready. This strategic silence is a practical application of Stoic principles in the modern business world, showing that success often comes not from the fanfare of your plans, but from the quality and impact of your unveiling. Why do we often feel the urge to share our plans? Social media and cultural norms press us to broadcast every ambition, milestone, and aspiration. While sharing can provide a momentary boost of validation, the Stoics would view this as a distraction from the true work of building something meaningful. They believed in focusing on self-approval rather than external validation. By keeping our plans to ourselves, we stay aligned with our internal vision, free from the noise that could derail or dilute our purpose. Imagine you're working on a novel. If you talk about the plot and the twist you're planning to everyone you meet, you might subconsciously box yourself into those ideas, reducing your creative flexibility. Conversely, if you keep the specifics to yourself, you grant yourself the space to change directions, develop your story, and refine your work without external pressures or expectations. This aligns beautifully with the Stoic philosophy of maintaining internal control and letting external recognition come as a result of your efforts, not as a precursor. The silence about our endeavors can also act as a shield against negativity and discouragement. Sometimes sharing your plans can invite doubt and criticism that undermine your confidence and momentum. Stoics teach us to conserve our energy for efforts that contribute directly to our goals, rather than defending them prematurely. This isn't about being secretive, but about being strategic with the energy and information we choose to release into the world. In practical terms, what does it look like to apply this lesson to everyday life? Let's say you're aiming for a promotion at work. Instead of declaring your ambition to all your coworkers, you might focus solely on exceeding performance expectations and developing key relationships discreetly. Your results then speak for themselves, creating a powerful narrative of competence and initiative that reaches decision makers without ever having broadcast your intentions. As a daily practice, try starting your morning by outlining what you will do for the day to advance your goals, but keep this list to yourself. At the end of the day, reflect on what you've accomplished. This method helps cement the Stoic practice of internal validation, reinforcing the satisfaction of silent achievement and personal progress, without the need for external applause. Embracing the Stoic strategy of silence and discretion not only enhances personal satisfaction, but also strengthens our strategic position in any endeavor. As we continue to explore the depths of Stoic wisdom, let this lesson on the power of strategic silence guide you in your own pursuits. Whether in personal projects or professional ambitions, remember that the most impactful revelations come not from what you promised, but from what you deliver. Lesson 4, transforming challenges into triumphs. Have you ever faced a setback that seemed like it could derail your entire project or goal? It's a common experience that can either make or break your path to success. But what if, instead of viewing these hurdles as setbacks, you saw them as invaluable opportunities to strengthen and refine your approach? This is where the Stoic philosophy shines, particularly in its call to transform challenges into stepping stones toward success. By adopting this mindset, you not only preserve the energy you'd otherwise spend on frustration, but also capitalize on these moments as catalysts for growth. It's about turning what seems like a roadblock into a shortcut to achieving your dreams. Imagine you are launching a new product and suddenly, a major supplier backs out. While panic is a natural first reaction, embracing the stoic approach means pausing and reassessing your options with a clear mind. Perhaps this is an opportunity to find a better supplier or to innovate an aspect of your product that was previously overlooked. By not disclosing the turmoil behind the scenes, you keep the market's confidence in your product steady, while internally you're adapting and overcoming. A true embodiment of the principle, don't tell them your plans, show them your results. This philosophy is not just about keeping struggles hidden, but about the strategic presentation of your journey to success. Consider a tech startup operating in stealth mode before a big reveal. They face numerous internal challenges, from technical setbacks to team dynamics. However, they focus on overcoming these issues quietly, refining their product until it's ready to make a strong public impact. When the product finally launches, the market sees a polished end result, unaware of the hurdles, but impressed by the seamless execution and final product quality. In your personal endeavors, whether preparing for a marathon or aiming for a personal project, you'll face challenges that could discourage you if viewed through a conventional lens. Instead, each obstacle can be reframed as a test of your resolve and creativity. By keeping your struggles and strategic shifts to yourself, you allow your success to appear smooth and effortless to outsiders, thereby enhancing your personal brand as someone who achieves results with grace and efficiency. The silent overcoming of obstacles also builds your resilience and self-efficacy. Each challenge you conquer discreetly not only adds to your skill set, but also boosts your confidence. You know what you've overcome, even if no one else does, and this knowledge deepens your understanding of your capabilities. It also keeps your competitors and critics guessing, as they see only your victories, not the battles you've fought to win them. Moreover, this approach helps in maintaining focus on your goals. When you're not bogged down by the opinions or doubts of others, because you haven't shared the specifics of every challenge, you can navigate your path with more agility and personal conviction. This is crucial in environments where too many opinions can cloud your judgment or sway your decision-making process away from what truly aligns with your vision and strategy. To integrate this philosophy into your daily routine, start by keeping a journal of your challenges and the specific ways you're planning to overcome them. This practice not only keeps a record for your own reflection, but also reinforces the stoic discipline of internalizing the learning process. Over time, you'll see a pattern of growth and resilience that is uniquely yours, a testament to the power of facing challenges with stoicism and strategic silence. Remember that the road to success is rarely linear. It's filled with twists and turns, each presenting a unique opportunity to demonstrate your fortitude and creativity. By adopting a stoic mindset and keeping your cards close to your chest, you transform potential setbacks into powerful narratives of success, shared on your terms at the right time. Lesson 5. Timing and patience in revealing success. Timing is everything, especially when it comes to unveiling your hard-earned successes. Have you ever wondered why some announcements make a huge splash while others seem to fizzle out unnoticed? Often the difference lies not in the content of the news but in the timing of its release. The Stoic philosophy, with its emphasis on wisdom and discernment, teaches us the value of patience and the strategic timing of actions. By mastering the art of the reveal, you can maximize the impact of your accomplishments, ensuring they not only get noticed, but also appreciated and respected. This approach is about building momentum quietly and choosing the perfect moment to share your triumphs with the world. Imagine you're developing a groundbreaking app. You've encountered numerous challenges and setbacks along the way, but you've kept them under wraps, focusing instead on refining and perfecting the product. The temptation to announce each minor victory along the way can be strong, especially in today's instant gratification culture. However, by waiting until your app is fully functional and ready to wow your audience, you create a powerful narrative of success that appears both impressive and effortless. This strategic patience allows you to control the narrative, presenting a polished and complete story that enhances your brand's reputation. In the world of entrepreneurship, premature announcements can lead to unrealistic expectations and pressures. If you speak too soon, you risk the possibility of having to backtrack or update your audience on delays and problems, which can erode trust and anticipation. Instead, Stoic wisdom advises us to wait, perfect our offerings, and release them only when they're ready to stand up to public scrutiny and exceed expectations. This not only protects your projects from being judged prematurely, but also aligns with the Stoic ideal of focusing on what you can control and letting go of external validation until the time is right. The same principle applies in personal goals, such as fitness or educational achievements. Broadcasting your intention to run a marathon or earn a degree can certainly garner support, but sharing your accomplishment after you've crossed the finish line or received your diploma provides a concrete testament to your capabilities. This approach not only reinforces your self-discipline and commitment, but also presents a narrative of accomplishment that is complete and inspiring. It's about showing the results, not the intention, and letting those results speak for themselves. Consider also the competitive advantage of strategic timing. In industries where innovation is key, being the first to market is often less important than being the best to market. By refining your product or service in silence and waiting for the right moment to launch, you ensure that you're presenting the most competitive version of your offering. This can be particularly effective in technology or fashion, where trends and advancements move quickly, and timing can be the difference between leading the market and chasing it. In your daily life, practicing patience and strategic timing can improve how you manage relationships and career opportunities. For instance, in negotiations or when angling for a promotion, revealing your hand too early can weaken your position. Instead, by gathering information, understanding the full context, and choosing the right moment to state your case, you enhance the power of your position and increase the likelihood of a favorable outcome. To incorporate this Stoic lesson into your life, begin by setting a goal that requires both confidentiality and strategic timing. Whether it's a personal project or a professional task, plan the stages of your work with an endpoint in mind where you will reveal your achievement. Keep a log of your progress and note how the temptation to share prematurely arises. Reflect on these moments and analyze how bypassing them adds value to your final reveal. Remember that the path to success is not just about reaching your goals, but also about understanding the best way to share them with the world. Stoicism teaches us the power of restraint and the impact of well-timed actions. By applying these principles, you can transform your successes into significant milestones that are celebrated and remembered. Lesson 6: The Art of Adaptability and Secrecy. Adaptability is often the bridge between a plan and its successful outcome, especially when navigating the unpredictable waters of long-term goals. It's about adjusting your sails when the wind changes direction, not just sticking stubbornly to your originally charted course. This flexibility is crucial when you've chosen to keep your plans under wraps. By adapting quietly, you can often avoid the additional pressure and scrutiny that comes with public awareness of every pivot you make. Stoic philosophy values this adaptability, emphasizing the importance of responding to circumstances as they evolve, without attachment to rigid plans. Imagine you're in the middle of a significant career shift, moving from a stable position to starting your own business. You've kept this transition quiet to maintain stability during the switch. As market conditions shift and new opportunities arise, your ability to adapt without broadcasting every change allows you to refine your business strategy in real time. This secrecy provides you the space to experiment and adjust without external pressures or expectations, which is often crucial for innovative or risky ventures. In creative endeavors, like writing a novel or developing a new art series, the creative process is inherently fluid. Ideas evolve, plots twist unexpectedly, and characters take on lives of their own. If you're discussing each of these developments publicly, you might lock yourself into early ideas that no longer serve the story well. Keeping the process confidential until you're ready to share the final product allows for a more organic evolution of your work, true to the adaptive spirit of Stoicism. In the tech world, companies often operate in stealth mode during the early phases of product development. This isn't just to keep competitors guessing, it also allows them to make necessary adjustments without the burden of public critique. Each iteration can significantly deviate from the last based on testing and feedback, which is much easier to manage without the constant public eye evaluating every change. Even in personal goals such as improving health or learning a new skill, adaptability plays a key role. You might start with a specific diet plan or a learning method that doesn't quite work for you. Being able to switch tactics quietly means you can find what truly works best without external commentary or judgment. This personal trial and error are integral to genuine progress and is a core principle of Stoic philosophy, focusing on personal growth and understanding. This approach also reduces the risk of facing discouragement from others. When people are unaware of your detailed plans, they're less likely to offer well-meaning but potentially discouraging advice that could sway you from your course. You retain the power to evaluate feedback objectively, selecting which pieces are helpful and discarding what isn't without external influence. To practice this lesson, try implementing a new habit or changing an existing one without announcing it to anyone. Monitor your progress and note how the freedom from outside opinions affects your ability to adjust and succeed. Pay attention to how this secrecy impacts your stress levels and your enjoyment of the process. It's clear that the Stoic virtue of adaptability is not just about being flexible, it's about being strategically flexible. By mastering the art of adapting quietly, you maintain the integrity and the potential of your plans. Lesson 7. Cultivating resilience in silence. Resilience might be one of the most underappreciated skills in the playbook for success, especially when it's practiced quietly. It's about bouncing back from setbacks without broadcasting every struggle to the world. This silent resilience aligns with Stoic principles, focusing on internal strength and the ability to endure without seeking external validation. When you don't tell others about the hurdles you face, you give yourself the space to recover and learn from them privately, which can actually speed up your progress. This approach not only protects your plans from premature judgment, but also strengthens your mental fortitude as you navigate through challenges independently. Imagine you're working on launching a new venture. You face numerous obstacles, from financial hurdles to logistical issues. If you were to share each of these struggles publicly, you might receive sympathy or advice, but you'd also open yourself up to doubt and criticism, which could shake your confidence. By handling these challenges quietly, you adapt and overcome without the added pressure of external expectations. This not only keeps your focus sharp, but also ensures that when you do unveil your venture, it appears robust and well-considered, reflecting only the fruits of your resilience. In personal development, such as pursuing a new fitness goal or learning a new language, setbacks are inevitable. When you keep your progress private, you're free to adjust your methods and pace as needed without external pressures. This private resilience allows you to celebrate your own small victories and learn from the losses without the weight of others' expectations. It's about mastering the art of self-encouragement and self-reflection, which are key aspects of Stoic philosophy. For professionals in competitive fields, displaying resilience can often mean the difference between failure and success. However, when this resilience is demonstrated silently, it becomes a strategic advantage. You're able to navigate career challenges without competitors knowing your weaknesses or the difficulties you've overcome. When you eventually succeed, colleagues and competitors alike see only the results, not the resilience it took to get there, which can significantly enhance your professional image. In the creative industries, projects often go through numerous revisions and setbacks before the final piece is ready. By maintaining silence about the iterative process, artists and designers can experiment and fail privately, which encourages bolder creativity and innovation. This kind of resilience, where one keeps pushing through failures without seeking external approval, often leads to breakthroughs that might not have been possible under the scrutiny of public expectation. Similarly, in entrepreneurship, the resilience to iterate products silently until they meet the market standard is invaluable. This approach allows entrepreneurs to pivot and refine their offerings based on feedback and testing rather than public reaction to each version. It's a form of resilience that keeps the focus on creating the best possible product before its public debut, ensuring that first impressions are powerful and positive. To incorporate this silent resilience into your daily life, start by setting a goal that challenges you, but keep your progress towards it to yourself. Track your setbacks and how you overcome them in a private journal. This practice helps to build resilience by allowing you to reflect on your personal growth and the strategies that helped you overcome obstacles without the noise of outside opinions. Remember that resilience isn't just about getting through tough times. It's about growing through them quietly and efficiently. By fostering silent resilience, you embody the Stoic ideal of enduring quietly and letting your success make the noise. Lesson 8. Stoic calmness in action. Stoic calmness is not just a philosophical ideal, it's a practical tool for navigating the choppy waters of personal and professional life. This lesson focuses on how maintaining a stoic demeanor enhances your ability to succeed without revealing your strategies or intentions. It's about controlling your reactions to both positive and negative external stimuli, which can keep your competitors and critics off balance. When you react less externally, you conserve energy and maintain a strategic advantage by keeping others guessing about your next move. This kind of stoic calmness is often perceived as confidence, attracting trust and respect from others while you continue to work diligently behind the scenes. Imagine you're in a high-stakes business meeting, and a potential deal seems to be veering off course. Instead of reacting hastily or showing panic, employing stoic calmness allows you to assess the situation quietly, formulate a thoughtful response, and choose the right moment to steer the conversation back on track. This controlled approach not only keeps the meeting atmosphere professional, but also demonstrates your capability to handle pressure, enhancing your reputation as a composed leader. In personal endeavors, such as negotiating the purchase of a home or planning a large family event, emotions can run high. By adopting stoic calmness, you detach from these emotions, allowing you to think clearly and make decisions that are not clouded by temporary feelings of stress or excitement. This approach helps you negotiate better deals, plan more effectively, and ultimately achieve better outcomes without unnecessary drama. For creatives, whether in writing, art, or music, public critiques can often feel personal and may lead to reactive decisions that compromise artistic integrity. Practicing stoic calmness allows you to absorb feedback without immediate emotional response, giving you time to decide which criticisms may be useful for your growth and which should be ignored. This not only protects your creative vision but also builds your resilience as an artist. In the digital age, where online interactions can quickly become heated or controversial, maintaining stoic calmness on social media platforms is essential. It helps in managing your public persona and prevents you from engaging in potentially harmful or unproductive exchanges. By choosing when and how to respond, you control the narrative and preserve your mental energy for more important tasks and decisions. Stoic calmness also plays a crucial role in leadership. Leaders who can maintain their composure in crisis situations tend to inspire confidence and loyalty in their teams. This calmness under fire is not about hiding your emotions, but managing them in a way that allows you to act with clarity and purpose, keeping your team focused and motivated even in difficult times. To practice stoic calmness, try to identify moments in your day when you feel your emotions beginning to escalate. Take a step back, breathe deeply, and ask yourself whether a visible reaction is necessary or if a more measured response would be more effective. Over time, this practice can help you cultivate a habit of calmness that enhances your interactions and decision-making processes. Remember that stoic calmness is a powerful strategy in the art of not telling, but showing your path to success. By mastering this approach, you not only protect your plans, but also enhance your ability to navigate challenges effectively. Lesson 9. The virtues of humility and discretion. Humility and discretion are not typically celebrated in today's fast-paced share-everything culture, yet they hold tremendous power when it comes to achieving long-term success quietly. These virtues allow you to navigate both personal and professional landscapes with a focus on substantive progress rather than superficial acclaim. Humility in this context doesn't mean selling yourself short. It means recognizing that the journey and its challenges are greater than any single moment of triumph. Discretion involves knowing when to share information and when to keep it under wraps, protecting the integrity of your plans and the impact of your achievements. Imagine you're working on a breakthrough project at work, While it might be tempting to share your every little success along the way, choosing the path of humility and discretion means you only reveal the full scope of your achievements when they are complete and ready to stand on their own merits. This approach not only enhances the wow factor of your reveal, but also shields your project from the potential sabotage or theft of ideas. In personal growth or health journeys, these virtues can be particularly beneficial. For example, if you decide to run a marathon, keeping your training progress private until you've reached significant milestones can provide you with the space to adjust your plans without external pressure. This discreet approach allows you to focus deeply on your own growth, celebrating internally each step forward, which reinforces your motivation more genuinely than any external validation could. For entrepreneurs, humility and discretion can be critical in the early stages of a new business. By not boasting about initial successes or prematurely sharing business strategies, they can avoid drawing undue attention that might lead to competitive reactions. This reserved approach gives new businesses the room to grow at their own pace and solidify their market position before competitors can react. In creative fields, artists and writers might find that keeping their works in progress private allows them more creative freedom. The pressure of public expectations can sometimes stifle creativity, leading to work that is more about pleasing an audience than expressing true artistic vision. Humility allows these creators to value the process over the product, which often results in more profound and authentic artistic expressions. Even in everyday interactions, practicing humility and discretion helps in maintaining healthier relationships. It prevents conflicts that often arise from misunderstandings or misplaced pride, and it builds trust. People come to know that you are someone who speaks thoughtfully and shares wisely, which makes your words and eventually your successes more impactful. To incorporate humility and discretion into your life, consider the timing and content of what you share about yourself and your goals. Before speaking or posting about an achievement or plan, ask yourself if this sharing adds value to your goal or merely feeds a need for external validation. This reflection can help you maintain focus on your objectives rather than on the perception of others. Think about how embodying humility and discretion can transform the way you approach your goals and interact with the world. These virtues do not just prepare you for success. They enhance the quality and satisfaction of your achievements, ensuring they are both well-earned and well-respected. Lesson 10, integrating Stoic secrets for lasting success. In our final lesson, we will integrate all the strategies we've discussed to create a holistic approach to achieving and maintaining success. By focusing on action over announcement, we not only protect our plans from premature scrutiny, but also enhance our ability to adapt and perfect them quietly. This culminating lesson brings together the wisdom of remaining silent, adaptable, resilient, calmly stoic, and discreetly humble in pursuit of our goals. Each principle reinforces the others, creating a powerful, interwoven strategy that is both practical and deeply rooted in Stoic philosophy. Imagine you are about to embark on a new business venture. By applying the lessons of Stoic silence and calmness, you keep your plans confidential while methodically working through the development stages. You adapt as necessary without the external pressure that often accompanies public knowledge of your ventures. This approach not only allows you to refine your business concept without interference, but also ensures that when you are ready to launch, your product or service is the best possible version it can be. In personal achievements, such as pursuing educational goals or personal development milestones, integrating these principles means moving steadily toward your goals without seeking external validation for every step forward. You maintain your motivation from internal satisfaction and the personal fulfillment that comes from overcoming challenges quietly. This internal focus is crucial for long-term success, because it builds a foundation of self-reliance and true confidence that is not shaken by the fluctuations of public opinion or external circumstances. For creatives, combining these Stoic strategies means working on your art or writing without the distraction of sharing each phase of the creative process. You allow your work the space to evolve naturally, guided by internal vision rather than external feedback. When the time comes to share your work with the world, it stands as a more authentic and polished expression of your vision. likely receiving a more favorable and impactful reception. In the professional realm, especially in competitive industries, using discretion and strategic timing can give you a significant advantage. By revealing your successes only after they are fully realized, you position yourself as a competent and reliable professional. Your colleagues and competitors see only the finished results, not the labor that went into them, often leading to increased respect and enhanced professional standing. Adopting a holistic stoic approach also means you handle setbacks and challenges with a balanced perspective, viewing them as opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable obstacles. This mindset helps you to remain focused and effective, even under stress, and demonstrates your leadership and problem-solving skills in any professional setting. To practice integrating these stoic secrets into your daily life, start by setting a goal that incorporates elements of silence, adaptability, resilience, calmness, and humility. Keep track of how each aspect contributes to your progress. Reflect on how maintaining a comprehensive stoic approach affects not only the outcome, but also your personal growth along the way. Remember that not revealing your plans and successes isn't just about secrecy. It's about cultivating a profound inner strength and wisdom that guides your actions. This stoic method prepares you to navigate both successes and failures with grace and to achieve lasting success that is both internally fulfilling and externally respected. Embrace these lessons as you continue on your path, and let your successes speak for themselves.